cheap.
Praise God. Praise God again. This is Spirit and Life. And I thank God for the opportunity to share God's word. Indeed, anytime we're in God's presence, He carries us, He takes us to other places. And for that, we are grateful, we are available. And let's just have a small sharing today. And I know our time is well gone, but time in God's presence is never a waste. And I just wanted us to reflect on John chapter 6. And we're going to look just at a few verses. And this is where Jesus fed the 5,000. And the Bible tells us that after this, Jesus went to the other side, the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd was following him because they had seen the signs which he continually performed on those who were sick. And Jesus went up on the mountainside and sat down there with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was approaching. Jesus looked up and saw that a large crowd was coming toward him, and he said to Philip, "Where will we buy bread for these people to eat?" But he said this to test Philip, because he knew what he was about to do. Philip answered, 200 denarii, 200 days' wages worth of bread is not enough for each one to receive even a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There's a little boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are these for so many people?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." Now the ground, there was an abundance of grass, so the men sat down, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, the same also with the fish, among as much as they needed. When they had eaten enough, he said to his disciples, "Go gather up the leftover pieces so that nothing will be lost." So they gathered them up, and they filled 12 large baskets with pieces from the 5 barley loaves which were left over by those who had eaten. When the people saw the sign, bracket their testing miracle, that he had done, they began saying, "This is without a doubt the promised prophet who is to come." The Bible tells us, and when Jesus, knowing that they were coming to, and they were going to come and take him by force to make him king, withdrew again to the mountainside by himself. So I just wanted us to have a sequence, a slight sequence of the things that the Christ went through, the things that Jesus went through, and he withdrew to a mountainside, and he had gone to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, and the large crowd followed him. And he went up to a mountain. And you see, Jesus loved the masses. Jesus loved the people. Jesus knew that they were destitute. I think it's one of the Gospels that tells us that they had been with him 3 days. And he knew that they were hungry. He knew that they needed bread. And the concern was, how will they feed these people? And how will they provide for these people? But you see, Jesus, being a man of prayer and being a man who tells us clearly that there is nothing that he does without seeing his Father do it, he only says what his Father has done. And I believe he had already gotten the vision in the place of prayer of what he was going to do. And you see, what does he say in when Jesus looked up and he saw verse 6 tells us the secret. Okay, verse 5 and 6. Jesus looked up and saw that a large crowd was coming toward him, and he said to Philip, "Where will we buy bread for these people to eat? Where will we buy bread for these people to eat?" But verse 6 tells us, but he said this to test Philip because he knew. King James tells us he said this to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. So that tells us there is something that the Christ knew, and there is something that he had insight for, that he had already had the vision of the multiplication of bread. But now you see, even this vision that he had of the multiplication of bread or the provision of bread, remember, it is not even the first time that it's happening in Scripture. Because the Bible also gives us glimpses. The Bible also gives us glimpses or examples of prophets who multiplied bread. And when we check the Bible, when we check the Scriptures, and we go to 2 Kings chapter 4, from verse 38 to 44, we see that Elisha did miracles that were similar to Jesus. You know, there was stew that was poisoned. You know, they had gone to get some herb and some in the school of prophets. And when they had brought that stew and it was poisoned, well, he was able to cure it. And also, he multiplied bread. I mean, there were only 20 loaves of bread, but then he had more than 100. He had 100 men to feed, and he multiplied it. So you see, there was already a vision in Scripture of what had already been done. And Jesus, we knowing him as he being the Word, and also while he grew in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and man, he already had understanding of what the will of God is and what such situations mean. And so the uniqueness of Jesus is that God had already revealed to him. It could have been through a vision. It could have been through a word of knowledge. It could have been through the Scriptures coming alive in him, a rhema word of the multiplication of bread. But all we know is that Jesus knew himself what he will do. And this kind of knowing is what makes the difference in the life of a Christian. Because we are a new creation. We are a new creation. When Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That means he cannot perceive, he cannot have vision, he cannot have insight of the things of the kingdom of God. So when we are in the kingdom of God, when we are alive in the things of the Spirit, then the Lord gives us revelations. He gives us insight. He gives us perception into things that are not just common, into the things that God has already provided. He brings us into the sight of faith, which is faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It is an assurance of things that are divinely guaranteed. That means that for you to do the things, for you to have the miracles, for you to multiply bread, you must first have a vision of it. You must first have a knowing of it. You must first have insight, first of all, that it is possible. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. And he that comes to God must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So yes, you can multiply bread, but you must have seen it. You must have received it. You must have received it first. and have seen it and have become convinced of it without a shadow of doubt that the Lord is to do it. And see, remember, it's not was for show off. It's not about how great you are as a man of God, but you see, for the Christ, he needed to feed these 5,000 men. And remember, there were more women and more children. It was more than 5,000. The 5,000 was just an indicative of the men that were counted, because in that time, they only counted the men. It was a cultural perspective. But they sat down. And since he knew what he was to do, he asked them, where shall we buy bread for these people to eat? And maybe you're in that place of wondering, where will we get the resources? Where will we get the money? Where will we get the ability to buy the land, or to buy equipment for the church, or to buy or to pay for school fees, or to pay for masters, or to pay for whatever need that you're facing? Where will we buy bread for these people to eat? But you see, Jesus introduces them to a different abundance. I don't even call it an economy. He introduces them to the heavenly commonwealth, the heavenly abundance. Because when we speak of economy, we speak of the science of luck. Yet we are not in the business of luck. We are in the business of abundance and fulfilling the kingdom, meeting the kingdom requirements. And in that place is a place where you can come buy bread without money. Come to the waters, Isaiah 55. Come buy bread and wine without money. There is a place where you can buy without money. And that is a place of the Christ. And they say they gave their human capacity. They gave their assessment. Even if we had salary, a daily salary for 200 days, that is more than half of a year, a third of a year, we will not have enough to feed these people. But Jesus said, have, and you know, before even he tells them, have the people sit down. Andrew comes and brings a boy with 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he says, but how far will they go among so many? How far will they go among so many? Don't look at what you have. Bring the little that you have to the cross. Bring the little that you have to your Father and watch him multiply it. Many times God waits for us to make that first step. He waits for us to make that first step, especially when you know him and when you have seen him and when you have heard of him. This is not just wishful thinking where you just go in and do whatever you want without hearing. This calls us fast to go to that secret place. And when we come out of that secret place and have had the vision, when we have received the sight, when we have received from our Father, when we have had that spiritual substance that guarantees that whatever we have seen of God, we have it. Ha! That is why it's not everyone that raises the dead. It's not everyone that multiplies bread. It is them that have spent time with the Lord. It is them that have grown in their faith. They have grown in their sight. They have grown in their perception. They have grown in their understanding. And indeed, even this morning, I speak and I declare a supernatural multiplication over the bread that you have. because God is in the business of multiplying what we bring to his throne room. So the small lad brought 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And you see, when they were offered to the Lord, when they were brought to the Lord of glory, he said, make the people sit down. And they sat down. You can imagine the anticipation that they're having. The master has told us to sit down. You can imagine the faith of the disciples going and tell everyone, sit down, sit down, sit down. We are going to eat. Oh my God, this is crazy faith. This is the only faith that you make when you have seen of God, when you have heard of God. Because you know it is not of your sufficiency. It is not of your effort. It is not of your provision. But it is coming from a different source. And that is why you can walk to that land and you say, I need to buy this. I am buying this without money. Because you have seen it. You have seen what the Lord is about to do in that land. You have seen what the Lord is about to do with the gospel. And they sat down. And the Bible says, he took the loaves, and when he had given thanks. Look at the mystery of the miracle. After you have seen it, thank him. Give thanks. Thank him. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Live in thanksgiving. When Paul says continually live in thanksgiving, offer your prayers with thanksgiving. Make your requests known to God. Thanksgiving is the secret of the multiplication and is the secret of the translation of that which God has divinely provided, even that which eyes cannot see physically, but which you have seen spiritually, which the spiritual substance you have received as you give thanks for what you have seen. The Bible tells us that Abraham continually gave glory to God. Within himself, he gave glory to God, and indeed his son came to be the son of the promise. And he believed in his heart, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Do you believe that which God has said to you will come to pass? Give thanks to God. Give thanks to God. And he says, nothing is lost. And Jesus said, and they gave it. So you can imagine, as Jesus lifted the bread, then when he lifted it down, it multiplied. And he gave it to the disciples, and they broke it, and they gave it to the people. They broke it and they gave it to the people. So the miracle was happening in the hands of Jesus and also in the hands of the disciples. When you see God do great and mighty things in the lives of others, just relax, sit down. Oh, just be at peace. Your bread is coming. Your miracle is coming. Just as the bread is being divided, you are next in line. Oh, you are next in line. You are next in line. As the bread is being divided, it's being broken in the hands of the disciples. So the disciples are also participating in the miracle. You too are part of the miracle of Christ. You are a miracle worker. As you give thanks to God, as your hands handle and see the miracles, then you are supposed to have, without a shadow of doubt, the faithfulness of God. And they ate, and they ate, and they ate, and they ate, and there was abundance. Likewise, I speak abundance into your life. May you receive an overflow. May you receive an overflow. May you receive an overflow. And then Jesus tells them, gather up the leftover pieces so that nothing will be lost. I love Jesus. Jesus is not a waster. He says, go back and gather the pieces. Even that which you think you had left, you had just touched a bit. Remember, revelation is revelation. God can give you revelation and you're just left with something small. But when you go back to it, ooh, you'll find that it was 12 baskets. Oh my God. That is something for the servants of God. You can never lack a message. Why? Because even when you go back to those leftover pieces, they are bread. Ah! And they can fill 12 baskets. And each disciple was left with their own basket. That tells us that you can never feed God's people and go home hungry. Ha! You will always have a basket full. And as the people ate and they were satisfied, the disciples had each a basket to carry of bread. Of bread. Breaking bread. Well, when the miracle was done, Jesus knew their hearts. Run away when people want to make you God. When people want to glorify you above God. Run! And that's what Jesus did. He withdrew again to a mountainside by himself to pray. He starts the cycle again. He started at the mountainside and he withdrew there again. That is a cycle of a spiritual man. You start in the secret place. You come out when you have heard of God. And after you've done what he's asked you to do, you go back to your secret place for another refreshing, another infilling, another vision to be cast to you. May God bless his word. I'm Pastor Emmanuel Soma. This is Spirit and Life. I welcome you to join in this channel. Subscribe, kindly share, like, comment. And this, whatever you do, this helps the message to go out to others. And I pray that if this message has been a blessing to you, I will appreciate if also you're a blessing to the channel. God bless you. Until we meet again, Shalom.